The finance minister is accusing Simon Bridges of electioneering and introducing the very worst of American politics to New Zealand. The opposition leader says the decision to set up a new watchdog to cost political parties election promises is simply an attempt to try to screw the scrum against National. We'll speak to Simon Bridges shortly. First, though, our political reporter Jo Moyer with the story.
The Finance Minister Grant Robertson says Simon Bridges' criticism of an independent office makes no sense.
It's absolutely ridiculous. We're talking about a proposal for an officer of parliament here. It's like saying that the ombudsman is somehow screwing the scrum. This is the ultimate level of independence that could be offered in the system.
Mr. Bridges isn't having a bar of Cabinet's recommendation for a parliamentary budget office, which would have oversight of policy costings put up by political parties during election campaigns. He plans to block it every step of the way.
I oppose it because I don't trust the government on it. I think that it's an opportunity they see to illegitimately, undemocratically screw the scrum on the opposition.
But Mr. Robertson labelled that kind of narrative from the opposition leader as the very worst of American politics, something he says New Zealanders have no interest in.
Look, this feels to me like political game playing, potentially electioneering. I think it's the introduction of a style of politics into New Zealand that New Zealanders don't want. You know, we don't want to be, you know, taking the very worst of American politics or the very worst of the Crosby-Textor style playbook again. That's what this feels like from Simon Bridges.
The Green Party co-leader James Shaw isn't surprised by Mr. Bridges' rhetoric, saying it's just a continuation of his attack on Stats New Zealand last week when he questioned its credibility and work after a review laid bare significant data gaps in the 2018 census. Mr. Shaw says the opposition leader is set on undermining public institutions.
It's really consistent with everything that Simon Bridges has been doing recently, which is to try and undermine public confidence in public institutions, especially independent, objective institutions that are designed with upholding the quality of our democracy. So he's had a real go at those sort of institutions recently, and so this kind of language is consistent with that.
Mr. Robertson says the independent officer position can't be progressed without National's support.
I hope, with a deep breath, National can sit down and take a look at this proposal and see that it's actually good for political parties and good for the public.
If National doesn't get on side, then Mr. Robertson says the government will look at other ways of doing it. If the Parliamentary Budget Office is approved, it would be operational by mid-2021. From Parliament for Morning Report, Jo Moyer.
Well, listening to that was Leader of the Opposition, Simon Bridges. Morena.
Kia ora.
So Grant Robertson says, take a deep breath. Are you going to do that and support this?
No, I mean, look, what you've seen from Grant Robertson and James Shaw, and you gave them extended coverage there, was personal attacks on me. I understand that. They're rattled. They're under pressure. They're a government that doesn't have what it takes. But let's address the substance of this. I don't trust this government on electoral matters, and there's a pretty simple reason for that. The convention has been for a long time, and we adhered to it very strictly over the last 9 years of the National government, that on electoral matters, you get consensus or near consensus. You certainly have the opportunity. Position on board.
Sure, so but is this also is the problem that with this, Mr. Bridges? Yeah, I know, but Mr. Bridges, is this because you don't want to have National's policies costed, and you don't want the taxpayer, the voters, to be able to see that?
It's because I don't trust the government on electoral matters because of Waka jumping, because they've taken referendums out of parliamentary control and taken them to cabinet, because they've made a bunch of changes they're seeking to, such as same day voting on election day without recourse to us or our views on those things. They are seeking to screw the scrum, and this is part of that.
But how is this screwing the scrum, Mr. Bridges? Because this is going to be an independent position. This is not one linked to a political party.
Well, it's actually not. Grant Robertson wants it for Treasury at the next election. Well, that's nice in theory, but I'm sorry, in practice, as opposition leader, I'm not going to hand over in advance, in the heat of an election campaign, my deepest secrets and strategies and policies beforehand to Treasury. I don't know if you remember what happened around the budget, but funnily enough, I'm just not going to do that. I didn't come down in the last garden shower.
But people do remember what happened in the last election campaign, that National suddenly started talking about an $11.7 billion hole. That was thrown around. Have you found it yet?
In a sense, that proves the point. Because whilst you had the Shamabel Jacobs and the Ganesh Nanas and others on one side of it, ultimately, the arguments that Stephen Joyce made have been found to be pretty strong, actually, in the current contest of what Grant Robertson is doing and the debt that is starting to emerge there. You know, these things are contestable. Journalists...
Did you find it, though, Mr. Bridges?
Put them. But it's not
did you find that hole?
Ultimately, it's not actually and ultimately about transparency, Susie. That's not the reason Grant Robertson wants this.
But wouldn't this stop... But the bottom line, Mr. Bridges, is that...
matters.
People would not be able to play politics with the numbers. Isn't that a good thing? Isn't that transparent and isn't that to benefit of voters?
Are the numbers. And I will make sure that all of our policies are costed. I mean, part of my distrust, and you may or may not have seen this in the comments I made yesterday, was the fact that Grant Robertson is seeking to do this, while on the other hand, I spent months and months and months begging him for a Treasury official so that we could do proper costing, so that we could hold the government to account on the budget, and he played politics with that. If he can't even give me a proper equipped Treasury official to help with my job as opposition leader, why on earth would I support him when his record in government has been screwing the scrum around Waka jumping, referendum, same day voting, and now this?
You're throwing shade on official numbers, on government departments. James Shaw saying that you're undermining public confidence in public institutions. So when did these public institutions all go bad?
They are playing the man, not the boar. Grant Robertson and James Shaw are rattled. They're under pressure. They see that actually, whether it's the census, whether it's Umato, whether it's corrections, they haven't got a clue what to do other than working groups and more reports. And so they are getting nasty earlier than I anticipated they would.
Let's talk just briefly about petrol and the report that came out yesterday from the Commerce Commission. What did you make of that? Is this a good thing that people now know that they are being fleeced?
The report is well and good. I mean, I think the reality is I could have told you these things 3 years ago. More competition is good, and it would be good to get it.
So why didn't you tell us these things 3 years ago?
Well, I did. But the reality is...
Well, did you do a report?
The biggest factor, multiple, I'd say there's probably been 50 reports on this over the last...
So why didn't you do anything about it? Because you were Transport Minister at least at one stage in the last government.
I'll tell you why, because there's nothing easy. Fundamentally, your options are either you regulate the price or you crack open the terminals. And if you think...
So you wouldn't support regulation
right now,
then?
You just wonder what it will be like if you do any of those kind of things.
So what do you think the companies are going to do? Are they just going to come back and thumb their nose?
Well, there's a simple answer around petrol prices at the moment. Since the election, taxes have gone up 24 cents. Margins have gone up 0.1 cent. So if you want to know the culprit, actually, yep, we can do some pro-competitive measures and we can seek to do that. That's well and good. But the most powerful thing would be repealing the regional fuel tax, which I have promised we will do, and no new taxes.
Thank you very much for your time. Simon Bridges, National Party leader.